This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone cuckers bag a thing now. Makes true me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. 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 Me just a do it like Nike.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by BTC, Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, the Deposit Insurance Corporation, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, Grand Bahama News, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, Nassau Cruise Port, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Scotiabank, Sun Oil Limited, and Tropical Gyros.
And a link up, rose gold for the Cuban link up. How much ice just a hurr, and me rinse up. From what day you may find out, certain people don't like me. Everyone cuckers bag a thing now. Bitch throw me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now. No matter how hard them a spite me, me just a go and do me thing now. Me just a do it like Nike. Me just a do it like Nike.
We're back at you right here on the Wednesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads, 5 days away from Christmas. And at this stage, please remember the reason for the season. I made it in today, the last run, me and MJ, me and the wife, made the last little store run we needed to make, last little ones or twos, and guess what? It's Wednesday, and I ain't coming out for the next 5 days. Some of you out there are crazy. Some of you are driving like it's the Kong 500. The next set trying to make parking space but aren't parking spaces. Other set trying to, you know, hijack all the handicap parking. The word excuse me has gone out of style. Yeah, we got lots to talk about on the flip side of the break. Including, what is the king of the table come Christmas? Is it turkey or ham? Ha-ha. And then we got to talk about the variations when we talk about it, too, because some of y'all just be doing things wrong. All right. So we're going to get that conversation going as well, too. All that coming up, and you know how to chime in here in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free in any one of the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Streamers, text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Take a quick break. Flip side of the break. Back at you. I want to know, chime in, text in, call in. What's the king of your table this time of year? Is it the ham or the turkey or both? Some of y'all got it like that, you know. All right, and then we talk trimmings and all too. It's all things Christmas this week right here on Talking Heads. I refuse to get into the fray of politics, pop culture, any of that foolishness. Maybe read up some handicap parkers, though, because people want to show up. Outside of that, yeah, we keep it to the ham and the turkey. What's the king of your table? All right, and we've got a couple other things to talk about, so keep it right where you got it. We'll continue it right after this as the Wednesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads continues. Like I say, right after this.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive big box loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Refined style with elegant taste, the Fine Threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, the Fine Threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Cashmas time, here we go. Mercy's doing it big this year. Cashmas time with extra chair. 12 days of merry winnings from your friends at Island Bay. Friends we trust, hey, we know. Cashmas time, here we go. Prizes and lots of dough. This Christmas, come catch a lick with 20 on your account. Quick, quick, quick. And you can win some awesome stuff at Percy's Island Bay.
The Nassau Cruise Port presents Phil Stubbs Live at the all-new Nassau Cruise Port Amphitheater.
January 13th.
Gates open at 7 p.m. Showtime 9 p.m.
Book your tickets now at BahamasETickets.com.
General admission $50, 75 VIP.
Prepare to be blown away as we kick things off with one of the Bahamas' beloved artists, Phil Stubbs Live.
It's Francho and Ira Starr and Phil Stubbs Live.
Brought to you by the Nassau Cruise Board. It's not just a concert. It's a night to remember.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. Win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win two round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th. 2024.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
Merry Christmas! Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads, right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year! We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. And all right, let's get into the conversation. What's the king of your table? What is the king of your table? Is it turkey? Is it ham? Or is it both? And let's talk about the trimmings, too. Talk about the sides. Sides are important, too. See, nothing like, listen, I will have several Christmas plates. Because I got in-laws, and I got close family, and I got some close friends that always make sure I make the rounds. And I am not ashamed. They know I will throw down at home early and drive by late. I am a world-class toter. No shame in my game. Company luncheon tomorrow. I already tell them, make sure I'm a duffel bag and industrial size foil. Lug the next bait. That's all you could do. Lug the next bait. Because it's getting towed. No, it is getting towed. Not it might get towed, it could get. No, it can get towed. I pride myself in being a great toter. As a matter of fact, line that KB up for me, please, Mr. Producer, to tote us. We need to play that today. Because I'm about to tote this weekend. About to tote proudly. But you gotta have good fixings to go with it. And your stuffing got to be right, too. And your sides got to be right. And everything can't be too soggy. And everything can't be too dry, you see? And listen, when some people come for a plate, they'll take any plate which you give them. You don't care if it's room, temperature, or whatever. Some other people, when you come for that plate, they want it warm. Warm that up for them, boy. Make sure it's nice and hot. So they can taste all the flavors and the succulence of what you've prepared. Let me check the text lines. Naughty is both in my house. I have some kids, you know, that don't eat ham and some that don't eat turkey and some that eat both. Boy, I tell you, boy, it sounds like you got a big family. Okay, Naughty, good afternoon. King of my table is turkey, and the stuffing is turkey neck, turkey bungee, turkey wingtip, and seafood stuffing. Yummy, yummy in my tummy. So you admitting that you see turkey bungee? Really? You could have told me what your stuffing was. You didn't have to throw that part in there. You thought if you threw it in there, I wouldn't read it, but I did. You know me. I will do it. But obviously you have no shame. That's your favorite part of the turkey. Anyway, I know what else you should be eating, so I can go on to a next texter. Seafood stuffing or nothing naughty. All right, is that the same seafood stuffing that I just got the recipe for with the wingtip and the turkey? Anyway, no. Anyhow. Yeah. Some of y'all are a fan of sweet potatoes. I know my wife is a huge fan of sweet potatoes. She got out that sweet potato. Some of y'all want other taters and mashed potatoes and sweet potatoes. But, you know, I feel like, you know, if it's Christmas, you got to have peas and rice. Some macaroni. Some potato salad or slaw. Know what I mean? You're stuffing. And the macaroni got to be cheesy all the way through. It can't just be in parts. It got to be balanced, you know? Got to be consistent. Naughty, I got rid of tortoise. I told them to bring their own plate. One servant. Please. Obviously, you were dealing with rookie toters. If I was coming to your party and I could see you some mice already and you done cheap like canary, you don't want to cheer, you get white. I come with my plate, okay? I pack that, wrap it up in foil, say I forgot something in the car, walk to the car, come back with a next plate, empty. Mash all up for even bigger plate because I know I totin' and I got to go now. Wrap that up. And I got my 2-for-1 special so you would get swing there, Mr. Miserly, Smarty Pants, texter right about one plate. I tell you what to tote. Anyway, let's go to the phone line. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Brayman, the goalie day. This is pardon me.
What's going on, Brayman?
For that. The goalie day. Who's the stock in the voice along with you, Naughty? We need less justice, law, and order in the Bahamas here.
Yes, sir.
But my main reason for calling you, right? I was listening to you the other day, right? And you mentioned, in simple terms, what I'm going to ask you. The Thompsons, who are the Anita Laundry?
Yes.
They are people, and who are the horses?
My grandpa was KM, I Need a Laundry, one of the first dry cleaning companies in the country, yes, and had multiple championship racehorses at the Hobby Horse Hall.
Gotcha.
Probably the most famous one would be Asavachi, won several trophies with him. Don Lopez was another one. Yeah, so that's
wait a minute, you say the one that had the horses at the racetrack.
Right, KM, that's my grandpa.
I said, you granddaddy, okay.
Cam was my grandpa, and charter president of the Lions Club here in the country, and huge at the Hobby Horse Hall. I Need a Laundry, former senator.
That's I was a teenager.
My great uncle was Arthur Thompson. Everybody knew him from selling insurance.
Mm-hmm.
Put British American on the map. Heavy set guy.
I used to be. Anyhow, it's nice knowing
now,
you, man.
I'll tell you another funny story. You know who used to come in and get his clothes dry cleaned and left the autograph?
Okay.
Elijah Obed, and I know that hit home with you, because
okay.
That's your brother, right?
Right.
And one of the greatest champions we ever had in this country, and I think they should do more for him and his legacy, because he was definitely a trailblazer. But that same I Need a Laundry, I got a picture somewhere of me and your brother. Taking
okay.
a picture, and always a great person. Always had time to talk.
Yeah.
Always was good people's man. So
right.
You know that little line.
You all also, man. You all also. I can tell you some things, man. You all also.
There you go, and boy, used
glad
to give.
Glad to know you, man.
There you go, man. See, I come from good people, man. Don't mind me.
Yes.
Back. And I, you know, I said Thompson, you know, I ain't never scared, and I can say what I mean what I say, and say what I feel, right?
It's, you know, it's blessing. Take
all
care.
Right, man. You have a great vacation and great holiday, Brayman. All right,
you're
be safe.
Through Christ, you the same, and your family, of course.
You too, my brother.
All right, King.
Take care. See how small the world is. Boy, naughty, you're real behind and get those rich folks. Listen, I can get, don't let me go to them swanky party now, Mr. Producer. Them swanky party, the cocktails are flowing, man. You know them parties? Now, Mr. Producer. Mr. Producer. Look here, producer. Then. This a call or this a hang up? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a hang up. Now, that's what's left for Brandon. Wee! But yeah, we're getting ready to get into the Christmas season. Like I say, the I want to know what's king on your table. I see 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 ham. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 5 turkey. And I got 2 mixed tables, meaning turkey and ham. Look at this one. I's a pescatarian, naughty group of can done. Hey, ain't nothing wrong with that, you know. Ain't nothing wrong with going to Christmas dinner to get your little ham and a turkey and what? Cutlets? Stop it! Double-toting at that location. I know, not only are you an official toter, but you're also a very choosy one. It must be warm and not soggy. You have me squawking at my size. But then, well, thank you very much. I didn't mean to make you squawk. I'm just keeping it real, you know. You don't want them soggy plate. You want them at least where you could warm it up back home and it's semi-good. Or if it's room temperature, it ain't soggy. It's tasty. But warm would be awesome. You know what I mean? Then you don't have to worry about nothing. You consume that right there. And after you consume it in front of them, you have a little conversation. And when you get them to do, they say, you want some? Say, yeah, man, I'll take a plate. Let me take a plate to go. Swing, next set of totation going right there. See, I'm teaching you the international total rules today. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Doing naughty.
What's happening?
Great. Listen here. One of these days, I can make you some macaroni, but you might slap the side of your face so hard.
Man, listen, I'll slap my side of face. I am a macaroni aficionado. It got to be balanced.
It
got to be consistent. It got to have onion in it. It got to have green pepper. It got to have red pepper.
When I make this macaroni, then and you taste it, then me and you can go in macaroni business together.
Man, listen, I ain't got a problem with that. You know me. We'll promote it. We'll make it happen, man. We'll get it out there.
Yeah, I'll make one, and then I'll make a good veggie soup with no meat. Just the portobello mushroom, all the beans, and
man,
everything inside
that
sound of it.
Like, that sounds like a good one right there, too, man.
So, you one of these days, I can surprise you.
No problem, man. You know, listen, I am a foodie. I welcome food from all over. And if it's from the vegetarian or the pescatarian variety, I'm good with that, too.
Good. So,
all right.
Like I said, I'll surprise you.
No problem, man. I'm going to try that cheese, man. I'm putting on it.
A wonderful, safe Christmas.
And you too, my brother. All the best to you and your fam, eh?
Okay, good.
Looking forward to hearing from you in the new year.
All right.
Bless up. Naughty, I have my Barry season for Christmas. Well, mother sick. You like living dangerous for the Christmas, eh? So I take it, if you have your Barry season for the Christmas, then you must have got plenty of gin close by it. That's what I can say. Anyhow, now that's how you get rid of the totus, that text. They use the one talking about, oh, you get rid of the totus, one plate. That one plate ain't gonna run them. You serve a Barry that can run plenty of them. Because like me, I ain't no Barry. No, sir. I seen Barry of people foaming and farting all at once. I don't want no part of that. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
What's up, Lordy? St. Petersburg. What's happening, man?
Hey, what's good, St. Pete? What's happening, man? What's good with you?
Nothing, man. I'm right here home cooking some fire engine, man. You know how that goes.
Ain't nothing wrong with fire engine, but listen, you need to tell, you know, I'm North Florida. They need to do better with their macaroni, man.
Oh, yeah, man.
They be serving it like crab, then I like macaroni. You talking about this macaroni? Hey, there's no damn macaroni. Go bake that and come back and bring that to me, bake it, and then we can talk macaroni.
Hey, look, yo. When that first came to America, man, they taking macaroni up in a spoon. I say, man, you got to be crazy.
That ain't no real macaroni, no, sir.
They don't cut it with a nut.
But I give you all credit on your baked beans, potato salad, and coleslaw, and them barbecues up there in North Florida, up there in town, but they got some good barbecue, boy.
If you get some bad potato salad, it mess up the whole dinner, man. You got that. You got to be on point with that potato salad, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. But I'll tell you what. That potato salad, you get it right, but that's PR de resistance if you get it right, boy.
Man, if you get it wrong, it mess up the you didn't want to eat, man. You know?
Yeah, man. Listen, you avoid that. The dog got to eat something when you get home. You swipe that off the plate right when you walk through the door. You know it's good. Dog will love it for it.
I mean, I love my ham too, but you know, because we eat turkey a lot for Thanksgiving. I'll probably go get some turkey wings and some and onion, smother that down or something. But other than that, you know, I got to have my ham. You know, I really ordered me a honey baked ham anyhow, so you know how that go.
Honey baked ham. You could have your honey baked, man. Just don't put no damn pineapples on it and cherries. Ain't no place for that in ham.
Hey, one time I had an argument with this girl. She thought her the best macaroni cheese is from Belize. So the Jamaican guy, the girl comes, she said, let me tell you something. I'm a Jamaican woman. I love my Jamaican rasta. She said, but the best macaroni and cheese she ever had is when she went to the Bahamas.
It's the best.
She says, second to none.
The text just chatting and saying, Naughty Tell St. Pete, that's slackaroni what they make in America, but that ain't real macaroni. That's slackaroni. I agree with the text. That's slackaroni.
You ain't lying, man. I was going to say, take it up with a spoon. Man, you come on, man. That freaked me out. And they don't put no onion or no bell peppers or nothing there. You know what I'm saying? You know, Bahamian macaroni and cheese is the best, man.
It is the best, but you got to listen to me, man. You gotta do it right. And like I said, yeah, the cheese gotta be balanced. Some people get it all cheesy to the top, and when you cut it through, it's be dry and it gotta be cheesy all the way through.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
So if you do macaroni right, you could eat macaroni standalone as a leftover meal, but no nothing else, just macaroni.
Tell me about it. So what do you use? The bag macaroni or you grate your macaroni, or you like the grated cheese?
Man, I gotta grate that straight, but I gotta grate that down old school style with cream and milk and butter. But you come on now.
Hell yeah. But you know, nowadays everybody got, you got so many people, they thought they go buy the box window. What do you call it? The package cheese.
No, man, I am blessed. My late mother could chef it up and throw it down, and my wife should chef it up and throw it down. So I'm blessed. I'm mad at nobody.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man, it's going to be getting cold here this morning, man. It was like 43 this morning, you know what I'm saying? So, supposed to get a little cold more tonight, you know?
Now, I can be honest with you. See, now, I appreciate hearing from you. I'm St. Pete, you and the fam, be safe, okay?
Yeah, man.
All right, much love. I'm going to talk soon. Boy, Texas tugging at my heart now, boy. Naughty tell them your granny was one of the best cooks and no one could beat her pig feet sauce. But fam, you know I got to take your word for it. Because I was cheated. I lost my granny before I was born. My granny died 5 months before, because I never tasted from granny. I tasted from mummy, who was right there on the apron of granny. So I could only imagine how good my mummy food was. I could only imagine how good my granny food was. But because you like the second one who then brought it up, boy, bragging hard or not? Boy, I tell you. Thank God I got the recipe book. But now you need to tell me, because who just texted me, when you cooking pig feet? When you cooking sauce on Eastern Road, let me come for my cocktails for the Christmas. Love to the fam. Hey, cuz. I notice you. Love to the fam, man. Big hugs to all y'all. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? This live or this leftover? But Mr. Producer done on vacation. What's going on, buddy? You looking at Christmas gift here? You got some eggnog on there. What's going on, man? Eggnog. Eggnog. Anyway. Okay. Now let me look at this message. Naughty tried with cream of mushroom soup in it. It's delicious. Now hold on. Cream of mushroom soup and macaroni and cheese? Where you going? I guess you put parsley on the top of that too when you finish it. Now listen. That to me? Now I would try it because I'm a foodie. But allow me, if it throws it off, that I could come back and say I attempted to see what your flavor profile was with this mushroom soup and the macaroni, and it was it was off the chain. I'll give you credit, because I'm kind of like Guy Fieri. I'm a foodie. I like good food. I'll sample it. If I love it, I'll pick it up. If it ain't no good, I can let you know. And that right there, at first sound, it sounds like raisins and coleslaw. No place. But I will try it and let you know one way or another, texter. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
Happy New Year to you. I'm upcoming 2024, my brother.
All the best to you and yours, Jeff. What's good, man?
I appreciate that. Boy, listen, you're talking about food. Let me tell you something. You ever travel to stateside, like, well, my family in West Palm Beach.
Uh-huh.
And let me tell you something, my brother. They really be throwing it down. You can imagine coming.
Listen, man, they got a barbecue truck right outside the Super Walmart in West Palm, okay? And I had to hit that every lap.
Yep.
Macaroni, like what we homemade, like here from the 242, the beans off the chain, the greens off the chain, the ribs off the chain, the brisket off the chain, the chicken off the chain. And sometimes I just go to West Palm for that, you know.
Man, it ain't like when you realize it, when you go and check stock, they aim it.
Yeah, but when you go by, that's where they roots at.
Amen. So basically, you know, hopping from house to house, that is still the thing in West Palm, especially with family. But let me bring it home here for a second. Man, I hear you talking about Toten. Man, look here, ain't nothing like marinated ham overnight.
Uh-huh.
And then you know, you get two slices of that, you get some turkey, you get the stuffing on the side, you get the mint
No. You have the mint, but you and MJ enjoy the mint. I can't do the mint. I can't do that. No.
I know what you mean, my brother.
But
and then on the side of that, lastly, the macaroni gotta be slamming. The macaroni and cheese. And then you gotta get the rice on the side.
Right, and if you got coleslaw, you better not have no damn raisin in it either.
No. Ain't no coleslaw around here. That's primarily the staple of any drink.
Correct.
You know, the potato salad. Listen, many people can't make a decent potato salad. You know, what they call a potato salad, ain't potato salad. But, hey, like I said, that combination right there, that plate, after you add one of them, you will want a tote, a second, and a third.
That's the official one. You get the second one, and then you're in full-blown itis mode, and it's good time.
There you go.
All right, man. You have a great Christmas. All the best to you and your farm, eh?
Yeah, man, and you have a good one. I'll see you over the holiday. I'll bring you some Evan Williams eggnog with extra shot of cognac.
There you go, man. Actually, make sure I bring the cognac. I ain't drinking that eggnog by itself.
Well, look, yeah, the Evan Williams eggnog alone by itself is pretty good, but the extra shot... Hey, that'll only put you over the edge.
I think all right, my brother, be safe. Let's get to the next call. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yeah, what's Bob and Naughty?
Hey, what's going on, 52?
I hate to interrupt your normal program, but my mother-in-law died early this morning in the A&E hospital waiting on services, right?
My thoughts and prayers go out to you and the family, 52.
So,
my
deepest
condolences, please.
Week, you know, so it's kind of hit me, but today is her birthday, too, you see?
Oh.
Or birthday, or anniversary of her birth, right? So it's kind of ironic, but I don't want to talk about the neglect and what's going on up there, right? So I'll leave it for another day, right? But I want to comment to save people from this lifetime of following the trend of dog food, right? Firstly, I don't eat nothing but name harm because it causes harm, right?
Right.
I don't care who get mad. Listen to me. This is what's killing us. You see, when I look at tradition, I look at the amount of people that is obese. They're eating, but they're not putting out. They're not working out. They're not exercising. They're sitting down in their cars. They're sitting down at home. They're sitting on their desk. Their life is in a mess. I had a friend who followed me from The Guardian. Nice lady. She worked in a government office, and she had sent me a text just during the pandemic with a positive rapid antigen test. I've never heard from her again. She showed me the most love. She always would encourage me when texts and people would talk bad about me because she followed what I was saying, you know, and she's gone now. Nice lady, man. She was not married. But what I'm here is what my story is. What they're not telling you is, right, what is inside these foods and how we're eating. So in order to keep the burden of the Princess Margaret Hospital, we should pay attention to the foods we put in their mouth. So I call it really big up the texter with the cream of mushroom soup and the macaroni, right? And so the person is right about the best tasting macaroni being in the Bahamas. But I'll share this with you. When I do my mushroom soup, I use coconut milk. I don't use cream. And so I'll maybe add some crumbled up
cauliflower
in it.
On a 752, if you're talking mushroom soup now, when you make some of that, let me know, because I am a fan of mushroom soup by itself.
But you wouldn't believe how it tastes. Naughty, let me share this. Naughty, you know that mushrooms are rich in vitamin D. So what that means is you're not getting enough sunlight during the winter. And so you have to up your immune system, in that vitamin D plays an integral part in maturation of immune cells, etc., and just the immune system functioning in general. And also, we know about the vitamin D3. To the cholesterol underneath the skin, subcutaneous. But what I'm saying is, we must remember the foods we put in our mouth. Of course, I'm a pescatarian, but when we get sick, don't ask why. That's what I'm saying is, I was frightened as to what happened to my mother-in-law last night at the hospital. I didn't want to talk about it because I'm so upset. There, you know, it's really the same. So, you know,
the thing is, when you and the farm come to grips with that and you compose enough about it and you want to talk about it, you know you have a platform right here if necessary.
Yeah, I was asking you, you ever ate from Piccadilly's in Florida? Yeah, they've chained us all over. It was a restaurant called Piccadilly's.
I think I may have in my comedy travels at some point.
Yeah, I think one of the best tastes in Oku soup I ever tasted was there.
Oh, yeah?
And between the Mexican, yeah, Oku soup, you know, You know, Oka's kind of slimy and you don't like it, but I've just always go and ordered that. You know, but we as the human people, we must learn to change our diets and change our lifestyle. Otherwise, the hospital will be packed. It's like a death sentence there now. This is what it seems to me. And we have these, I mean, it's really ridiculous. I don't know what's going on, but, you know, I get some little stories here and there. But she was, her daughter said she met her in the same position that she was in. And all of a sudden, they asked her for a cell phone. So I was trying to find out why is that. So they obviously want to hide something. I've been in A&E many times. I've been on the ward. You had your cell phone. I was trying to find out what type of dictatorial paradigm they're moving to. Could someone call and clarify why did someone
I gotta give them my phone
to call
their
loved ones? To call their loved ones. This is ridiculous, man. Meanwhile, this clown, Dr. Dabble, wallowing around in pomp and pageantry. I mean, what's going on with these jokers, man? They have no love for the people, man. Wake up, man. It's no more fart you get in the dub cut.
All right, 52. I'm so sorry for your loss. And me and Mike, who had the Guardian, and keep you in your thoughts and keep you in our thoughts and prayers. Very rough time for you and your family. I can only imagine what you're going through. And you know, I pray that you, you know, find comfort through this time of bereavement and such a rough time of year as well. So I do hold it down for you, my brother. I will keep you in my thoughts and prayers. And, you know, I'm so sorry for your loss. Let's check the phone lines real quick. Let me check the text lines before I check the phone lines. Naughty, they're better than nothing better than boiled fish, grouper specifically on Christmas and New Year's Day morning. But dinner time, I'm going to need both naughty ham and turkey. Yeah, listen, like, you see Christmas morning after Dallas beat up on Miami? I can need that boiled fish to catch myself, if you know what I mean. Yes, man. Only thing better to me than boiled fish is a good stew fish with grouper, but more preferably turbot. I prefer a stew turbot over anything. Stew turbot off the chain. All right. Naughty, those Barrys from the north, they are safe. They're called northerners. But Barry is Barry, buddy. Barry is Barry, okay? Okay. All right, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Yes, Ethan Greens, Naughty. How are you?
I am fine. How are thou?
I'm doing much better, thank God.
Good.
But I agree with your friend who just called us now about PMH now. Naughty, I got a story to tell you, but I'll tell you another day, because right now I'm heartbroken and devastated of my loss. And I can tell you, it ain't what it used to be.
I'm sorry for your loss, for whatever you're going through. My thoughts
yes,
and prayers go to you
dear.
And your farmers.
But I want to let him know it's not okra soup. It's gumbo.
Oh!
Piccadilly. It's gumbo, my dear.
That's that Cajun gumbo at Piccadilly. Yes, yes,
yes. Oh, yes. And let me tell you something. That gumbo good, especially to the Piccadilly, which used to be on 103rd Street in Westland Mall. That's Westland, whatever that mall is.
Hialeah! What you doing at Hialeah?
Yes. Boy, that's they are the best. They had the best gumbo.
That's Cuban Billy territory right there, Hialeah. What you know about Hialeah?
Listen here, that gumbo, I mean, when you get that gumbo, you want more and more and more.
But it sounds like they had extra ingredients in that gumbo.
Yeah, but they would put shrimp in it, fish in it, chicken in it.
Sound like some of the stuff they throw in it.
That's gumbo. But what we make is okra soup.
Well, look,
but
yeah,
they make gumbo, you know?
Any Bahamian soup to me, does all end up the same. It's a piece of soiled beef in it, some meat in it, some rib, and all that.
You,
all
you
of that
understand?
Good.
I own it's the best. You know I own it's the best. Now, I don't like no slime.
Want some doughboy and that is all good.
Everybody don't know how to cook it without the slime. They don't know how to cook okra, you know? But I love me up some okra now.
Why don't you put them doughboys in it? You got me.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. You got me with some soup now. You got me with some soup. Pea soup, okra soup. And then I had a husband who was, I mean, put a hating on it. And let me tell you something. I had my mummy who was from Andros, Stanyard Creek, Andros. And let me tell you.
The crab soup, Gander.
Oh, Jesus. And then she cooked that pea soup. Let me tell you something. She put that coconut milk in that. Woo! Let me tell
that
you something. You eat, you, huh?
That one go all over.
It was over.
Man, you're getting me hungry right now, boy. I would try to dash out running and get something to eat on this break because you all got me
hungry. I know what you mean. But have a wonderful holiday in case
too,
I don't talk to you.
And you and
Mr.
Clam, all
have
the best.
Have a wonderful and a safe holiday. And And please say Merry Christmas to your family for me, especially to your dear father. How's he doing?
He's doing fine, barking out orders and, you know, good days and bad, but for the most part, you know, two thumbs up.
Yes.
And I appreciate you asking, and I let him know.
Yes, please do.
No problem.
Well, have a wonderful, safe holiday
you
now.
Too, man.
And
I'm sorry for your loss, and I'm praying for you guys, but enjoy your Christmas as best you can, eh? And
yes,
all the best for the new year.
Thank you so very much. Talk to you soon.
All right, be safe. All right, Mr. Producer, boy, that looked like time to get to the break and then get to the news, eh? Say hungry. I ain't gonna lie. I am hungry. We got the TOTUS lineup now. You got that KB lineup for me? TOTUS. Let's play some TOTUS before we get out of here, man. I want to motivate all my TOTUS to go forth. And as of tomorrow, whether it's at your office party or your office luncheon or whatever it is, whatever opportunity you have to tote from here on out, tote to the best of your ability. Get creative with your toting. You don't want to just be a boring toter. Get creative. If you go to a place and you say, look here, I good for 3 plates out of here, go get your 3 plates. Don't be satisfied with one. Get creative and get 3. All right? And if you could really straight out tote, listen, and if you had a function and nobody's sitting next to you and you want tote, tell them somebody's sitting there. They can put the plate of food right there. You eat all too. Come on, man. That's how you do it. If you're going to do it big. Swing for the fences. Well, you know, that's a very sad situation there, Texter. Why you feel that the phones are taken away? Because if that is in relation to the late Kenise Darvall pleading for her life and exposing the inefficiencies that go on in that hospital, then I cry shame on that organization if that is the case. Because there's no way someone's phone should be taken from them. They have a right to make a call. They have a right to reach out to family. They have a right to keep their records on that phone. And they have a right to make a recording if they feel like their life is in danger and they're getting crappy service. So don't get me started on that. Kenise was a friend and a terrible loss. And my heart and my thoughts and my prayers go out to her husband and her sons. I know all of them personally. That didn't have to happen. Naughty small plug for the best boy fishing, stew fishing, Nassau. Yeah, man, you see how we go with plugs? You just pay for plugs on my show. Yeah, you just pay for plugs. Yeah. You see who I big up? That's paid for plugs. I don't do freebies, man. I stopped doing freebies years ago. Now, if you want to send me some said boiled fish that tastes so good, you could send me some boiled fish, all right, from this place you want me to plug for free. And if it tastes so good like you say, then I'll plug it for free because I can't deny a good free boiled fish when I see one. But as far as plug, you better go to Kelly's Electrical. Hey! Anyhow, and the last time, you know, I hope you do that fish right with a restaurant name like that. Last time a man ate in the Garden of Eden, but he was in problems. But I'll take your word for it. I can write that down on my list. And I expect to have one boiled fish from Garden of Eden in the new year so I could brag on it. All right? All right. y'all is the best, you know. Y'all could push it a mile. Anyway, TOTUS unite. KB, lead us into the totation of the season. TOTUS unite. Get your foil. Get your pan. Get your bowl. Get your plate. Get your wheelbarrow, get your duffel bag, be toting everything. And if you want to tote their eyeball, tote it. Just wait till they look the next way and you carry that too.
Body going great. Then somebody call out, boy, come hurry, check your gate. I rush up.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion clothing stores. Our John's Carewear store is the perfect gift shop for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you as the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Enjoy a KFC festive bucket packed with 8 pieces of golden fried chicken, family fries, 4 buttery biscuits, and a half gallon Pepsi in a free reusable beverage bag. Available for a limited time, the reusable drink bags are perfect for your future festive feasts. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Let me ask you a few questions. What's your name?
Pam.
Favorite food?
Steak.
Beer or wine?
Wine.
Is your money safe?
It's under my bed, I guess so.
Are you serious?
Yeah, why?
Unless your money is in a bank or credit union that's a member of the Deposit Insurance Corporation, there's no guarantee it's safe.
Yeah, but what if something happens to the bank?
Your Bahamian dollar deposits are insured up to $50,000, so you'd still be ahead. Plus, your mattress might catch fire. Then what?
Man, those banks and credit unions are looking good right about now.
Visit the DIC's website at www.dic.bs. Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Yes! Totes! Let's go! The fight is staying! Come on!
I plan to have a party and have myself a ball. I fix my house, clean my yard, I even paint my wall. Bahamian music jamming, the party going great. When somebody call out, boy, come hurry, check your gate. I rush up on the dance floor to see what's going on. This big, dark, tall dude was deepin' on my corn. Then right behind the fella, two sisters dressed in black. They had 4 plate of roast beef and a case of soda spark.
When the totals come to your party,
yes,
they will cause you plenty of stress. Cause before your party are over, you ain't gonna have nothing left.
All your food,
they will talk.
All your drinks,
they will talk.
All your plates,
they will talk.
Man, that's the truth,
take my heart. When the toasters come to your party, you better hire security too.
Yes, man! Watch them
all the time.
Tortas! Dig it! Come on! Oh, yeah! Listen!
You know my pressure gone up, I was ready to attack. They say, Mr. Please don't row us, go check them set round back. I rush round to the back to see what all was gone. Them crooks take my roast beef, my chicken and my corn. Not a slow mouth woman who couldn't get enough. She say, y'all got any more of that good stuff and stuff? I say, woman, get out my yard before you make me boil. She look at me, she suck her teeth, say, child, wait a boil. When the tortas come to your party, they will cause you plenty of stress. Cause before your party are over, you ain't gonna have nothing left.
All your food,
they will talk.
All your drinks,
they will talk.
All your plates,
they will talk.
Man, that's the truth,
take my heart. When the toasters come to your party, you better hire security too.
Oh, boy, they want enough food for Sunday, Monday. Ow! For their lunchtime.
What?
Even for dinner when they get from work. Take my heart. Check them toasters, they keep fighting. They back walking and they voice, man.
Well, I ran to the bar stand to try and catch myself. Bartender looked me in the eye, said, ain't nothing left. Didn't take away all my drinks, and that really wasn't nice. They took away all my things, and they only leave me ice. I've seen this done at weddings and even funerals too. Bohemian people like the toad, and that's the gospel truth. Next time you have a party, don't say I want you. Watch out for them totals, cause they will torture you too. When the totals come to your party, they will cause you plenty of stress. Cause before your party...
We're back at you on the Wednesday, December 20th edition of Talking Heads. And yes, that is the international totals anthem for all of my totals to unite. Tis the season for toting. So yes, toters unite. Pearly, are you a toter?
You must tote. You must put fuel in your bag and you must tote.
If you don't tote, it ain't weight gain.
You know what I mean? Especially if they get like lobster tail and stuff. You get a tote to them over dinner the next day.
What you talking about? Stop talking it loud, by Pearly.
All right.
I had to enlighten them earlier about the two-plate tactic. You know, when some people want to hold you to one plate, or bring your own plate, well, you bring your own plate and you serve that up and say, well, let me put this in the car. And then you bring a next plate back in, empty, and fill that one up too. And you get two for one. They don't get it. We got to call it. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
My brother Naughty. How are you, sir?
I'm fine. Prophet, what's going on?
Mr. Pearly, how are you, sir? I want to wish both of you a very, very, very prosperous New Year and a happy holiday.
Yes, and we want to wish the same to you and yours.
Merry Christmas to you.
But this week, I must congratulate the NFL for all the games that he gave us this weekend coming up. I mean, Monday, Sunday, and us beginning from Saturday.
Thursday,
yes. Yes, oh, yes, tomorrow. I must congratulate them. The NBA is becoming so stale now, I don't know if I should even pull for the Lakers while LeBron is there, because
Prophet. Prophet, I bet you on that. See, there's common ground that you and I have, my brother. There is a common ground. I knew that you weren't all bad, you know.
But let me say this. You said something a moment ago. You're going to celebrate when the Dallas beat the Dolphins Sunday. What happened to the Dallas Sunday gone?
That's in the past. You live in the past, my brother, or you look forward to the future?
So you expect that half-crippled team to beat the Miami?
The next half-crippled team? We can't beat no team with a winning record? Yeah, I expect them to beat them.
Listen, are you watching the Dolphin defense?
No, I watching the Dolphins offensive line with three starters injured and a fourth banged up.
Okay, sir. You said that's your wish.
Now, the question is, ask the Dolphins if they're watching one young man by the name of Sidarion Deleon Lamb. Yeah, see, that's CD. Let them know if they CD ready. If they check, they CD checks.
Ramsey, you're quite ready for that. Quite ready.
Pearly, that's the sad thing. I welcome and I embrace that. From him days in the Rams, and CD was a rookie. He used to eat this kid. And he used to eat Ramsey. When CD was a rookie, he used to eat Jalen Ramsey because Jalen Ramsey been in the year.
What have you done for me lately?
Listen. I could call you and I could remind you. We gonna have like a Elton Brand. We gonna have a DeLon Brand moment. All right.
So, Mr. Naughty,
DeLon Brand moment. Okay.
I know one thing. We don't eat fish bland. We eat our fish seasoned. So don't worry about that.
No. The question is, Dolphins, y'all gonna have whatever y'all want. Y'all getting served. Y'all getting grilled up this weekend, Pearly.
Oh Lord of Mercy, Naughty.
So, Mr. Naughty.
Don't worry. I can hear the only thing can help you is no show Monday or Tuesday, but I can remember you Wednesday.
No, listen to me. I don't care what it is. If the Cowboys lose, you know I can take it, but I just want you to be here Wednesday and Thursday. I don't want you to be MIA now. No pun intended.
I give it. No, you have to take it because I give it.
Yeah, man. I highly doubt we could be taking anything. Dallas is 11-1 after a loss, and y'all ain't beat a team with a winning record yet.
Okay, okay. And y'all beat one? Okay, no problem.
We beat two.
Who's the two?
Seattle had a winning record when we beat them.
Okay.
And the Eagles had a winning record when we beat them. And the Bears had a winning record when we beat them in our mind, but didn't beat them on the field. So, yeah.
Okay. Okay. All right.
All right.
Thursday, Friday, 4 days. 4 days.
Listen, Purdy.
This same time, the Dolphins can be up 14-0.
Purdy, listen to me.
Hey, listening.
This is where you have your moments, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the Dolphins run the football, but they don't run it smash mouth like other people. They run to the sides, okay? And the defense is built on speed like us. We want you to run to the sides. That's what we all right. So McDaniel's gonna come up with pounding Mostert up the middle and Jeff Wilson up the middle, and then we'll worry about that. Our biggest concern is put the pressure
right between the left tackle and the left guard, right there.
Okay,
right there.
Fine. You can say that all you want, but at the same left guard, tackle and left guard, that's two injuries on your line, right?
He's back. Armstead is back.
Armstead, when he's there, it's like he injured. I ain't worried about Armstead.
No, Armstead, when he's there, is like a Pro Bowl lineman.
Anyhow.
When he's not there. When he's injured, the problem is he's always injured. But when he does play, he plays like a Pro Bowl.
But you still got three other injuries on that line, Pearly.
No, and Robert Hunt will be back.
Pearly, you and I discussed this earlier in the year. It's not back. It's who's least injured.
Robert Hunt and Armstead are two better linemen. They're back. Mm-hmm. Our problem is we lost our center, and that's where we have to see what we can do.
Micah Parsons, three sacks.
Micah Parsons, no sacks, blind, no interceptions. Watch.
You stay there.
Watch.
Now,
Ramsey, interception.
Talk all you want, Pearly. You know I can remind you. And when CD slowly roasts.
We will sack Zach at least three times.
Where, Pearly, where?
Watch. Right on the same field.
Y'all get fooled by the Jets and Trevor Siemian, you know.
We ain't get fooled by no Jets and Trevor Siemian. We know what we're doing. We know.
All I can say is, and I can put this in perspective. I can put this into perspective. I overlooking nobody. But the same last time you had a hard mouth like this, you ended up putting on a cowboy jersey and taking a picture. That's all I'm gonna say. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM.
What's going on, Naughty?
And just like that, the other half of that bet that still ain't paid his bet. You talk about irony? You talk about irony?
I hear you beating up your gum. Hold on. I have to chime in. Now, let me ask you a question. The Buffalo Bills have a winning record?
Yeah, they have a winning record.
They do not have a winning record because they're in wild card.
Excuse me. You can still have
a winning record.
Stop. Just because in mystery's warped mind of figuring sports, you say it's not a thing. He ain't got a winning record. Anyway, next question. Since we're today, we're doing the Narnia Sports Report with mystery. Go ahead.
Okay, so Buffalo do not have a winning record. Listen, you yourself know Buffalo Bills does not have a winning record. They beat y'all. As a matter of fact, they demoralize y'all.
Okay. I don't see no demoralization.
And that's a losing. What? What was the score?
Pearly, but isn't this the same Buffalo Bills team that beat y'all?
Yeah, they beat y'all.
That in fact owns y'all. And it's have y'all on Dowsell Street freeing up your money at 3 in the morning.
We're talking about Dallas right now. Why are you
talking about Dallas? Hold on, stop, Pearly. I would want to have this conversation, but obviously, I can't have a conversation with an individual who cannot see that 8-6 is a winning record.
He means not a first place record.
Still a winning record.
That's a losing record. As a matter of fact, we're supposed to be 11-3 today.
And if my auntie had different plumbing, she's supposed to be my uncle too.
Mystery. They don't have a voice.
But I know one thing. The only problem the Dolphins have right now is in the center position. Okay, we have everything we need. Even if Tyreek Hill sit out on Sunday, we have Waddle, Mostert, A-Chain. We good.
And guess what?
We good.
We good too. And let me just remind you of something. We good, and we clinched a playoff berth. You need to know your role, shut your mouth, and get a playoff berth before you talk to me.
Dak Prescott can lay on his back so much on Sunday, he can believe he's a woman.
Pearly, guess what? But Mystery, you know what? And I can be honest with you. You've shown your cowardice on multiple levels on this show. And that's why you will never give me your phone number, but I know your taxi number. And trust me, I go roast you like a suckling hog dog that you are.
Oh, I can be right there. I can be right there at Hard Rock Stadium. I can be right there.
And every time I show up to find you, he just gone that bad. Let me reach back home. And mother sick, he just pulled off, naughty.
I can be right there in the sixth row. Row six.
Okay, good. So when you feel that battery bust you in the back of your neck with the star on it, you know that's me throwing. That's me
throwing. I come in looking for you, naughty. I come in looking for you.
And you know what they can tell you? He just left. He just gone. I can put a page right out of your book.
All right.
You have a safe trip and a good Christmas.
Thank you, my brother. You too.
And I hope that Santa brings you an abacus so you could figure out that 8-6 is actually a winning record. I know you have a problem counting when you run out of fingers and toes, so I hope Santa bring you an abacus to help you out. Further proof that Dolphin fans are like beer bottles, empty from the neck up. Go ahead, Pearly, but the Indomitian Sioux signing.
He visited the Dolphins facilities today. Nothing's imminent, but he's visited.
Yeah, and he's supposed to take a visit to Dallas and a couple other places, too.
Okay.
Including San Francisco, I hear, too, as well. Why is beyond me, but I think if they can poach somebody like him and send him.
He's pulling a Gronk.
Yeah, let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads.
I also, while you're waiting, that person to respond, I see two is leading the Pro Bowl voting.
But is that by the fans or is that by the players?
Not by the fans. 175,000 to McCaffrey, 131,000 to Purdy, 120,000 to Stroud, 113,000 to Kittle, 109,000.
So you're trying to say no Cowboys are in the voting, is what you're saying, for Pro Bowl?
No, that's the top five.
Based probably on position. McCaffrey running back. Tight end is Kittle. Who are the wide receivers?
They didn't say. That was just a little story, so I didn't see.
I'm not worried about that. You know, I look over at what you guys should be, for all of this talk and everything, right? You got to look at what Vegas is saying about this game. And there's two games that jump out this weekend that really bring up a red flag for me, Pearly. And I'll be honest with you.
I'm listening.
One is that Baltimore game against the 49ers. They actually got the 49ers almost at a 7-point favorite right now. 6.5.
I probably would take them and the points.
Yeah. Now I look at, see, this is more realistic thing. The Dolphins only a 1.5-point favorite over the Cowboys. And we all know that if you're a good solid team and it's an even match, the home team should get that 3 points, right? So that speaks volumes there.
That's what it is today. Let's see what it is right after the injury reports come in.
That's fine. And here's another one that jumps out at me and I'm like, what? The Lions favored by 3 on the road against the Vikings?
Yes, yeah. I see
no,
that.
No, but that's a big division game, Pearly.
Yeah, but still, the Vikings just on the quarterback.
Yeah, but the Vikings, anyway, I ain't going to say nothing because I just need waivers to clear for fantasy. And once I lock that down, then I'll talk about them tomorrow. Yeah. See, I mean, I could tell you, but we got other people who are playing in fantasy right now in the playoffs that may be listening, you see, so I don't want to divulge.
Okay. Oh, speaking of our good friend Kevin, I got to congratulate him. I went out there last week and got a full pork salad from there and fell in love with it. Been back again.
What do you mean, Chefy?
Yeah, chef.
Only your Dolphins is calling him Kevin. That's Chef Aroni, man. That's the big chef.
Yeah.
That's the big chef, boy RD.
Wonderful crew working in there. Some pretty young ladies. Good, nice, friendly. They welcome you when you walk in. It's really good atmosphere.
Sounds like you're going to be a regular.
Oh, yeah. I'll be a regular, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Nutty.
Hey, how are you?
You can hear me?
I can hear you
this
now.
This is my first time calling.
All right.
I want Polly to know that Cowboys are going to win.
Tell him again.
Pearly, hear me?
What's happening?
Dallas are going to win.
You think so?
Yes.
You drinking eggnog? You drinking eggnog?
No. Dallas are going to win. I hate the Dolphins.
I hate the Jew.
I hate them.
I hate the Jew.
I hate the Cowboys.
I hate the Jew. I don't know who you are, Mom, but I with you. You call this show whenever you want.
I hate the dolphins.
In fact, I want you to call my show every day in the 5 o'clock hour, Amiga. Open with you. I hate the dolphins. Yeah, yeah. And then they go from there.
That's all I wanted to know. That's all I want to know.
Merry Christmas. Have a wonderful weekend. And enjoy the beating that they can drop on the dolphins.
Boy, Pearl, you hear that? All right, Mom, you have a great vacation, good holiday, and you enjoy that Christmas Eve. Smackdown, we could play on the Dolphins.
Yes, thank you.
And we can talk about it next week when we come back. Make sure you call me.
Yeah. I can talk back to you where we win.
There you go. Okay? Pearl, you get the next one on your list.
You hear that? You hear me?
I hear you loud and clear.
Boy, Pearl, you get one? You get your cooler on the phone, Pearl.
Yeah.
When I do next Thursday, make sure I call me, okay?
I'm a girl.
Yeah, boy. She's coming at you, Pearl. She's coming at you. That sounds like your cooler right there, boy.
You right in your place with those cow. Anyway, I quiet.
Listen, let everybody know tis the season to tote. Yes, it is. Everybody, my tote is unite. You think I joking, my daddy?
Listen, you got a tote. I bought a cake, you know, the round things. You put the cake in, put a cup over it, the cake holder, whatever you call it.
Uh-huh.
So when I go tote cakes, I have to put them all up underneath that.
Music, boy, listen here. Pearly, let me sidetrack.
I clean the fridge. I have the whole middle shelf ready for bears, I tote. I prepare. This is an art to this thing, Lenore.
This is an art. And listen, they don't understand. Like I told them, if you got a banquet, right, or a luncheon, and the seat next to you is empty?
Oh, yeah, that's somebody
that's
there.
A free tote? Somebody sitting there? Yeah. That's a free tote?
I don't have something like shrimp cocktail. Yeah, somebody put this. There's somebody sitting there.
You eat that and you tote the plate. You see how this thing goes?
No, you don't tote the shrimp cocktail. You eat them.
That's what I'm saying. You eat the shrimp cocktail while it's there and you tote the plate.
Yeah, you take your frill out. Or if you have a friend who with you who playing the game with you, her bag big enough to keep one of them fold down plate.
See, that's the next thing with this dude too, which is good too. Here's another one of my theories that work.
You ever tote a whole pizza in the show?
No.
I tote a whole pizza in the Shirley Street Theater.
He was a cheap son of a gun, boy. But anyway, listen, let me tell you, and popcorn. Let me tell you another good way to tote. If they have those red or blue, like Glad plates, the heavy duty ones.
Yeah, the good ones.
What you do is you take the first one, right?
Uh-huh.
And you lay some rice and macaroni and your sides on that, right? Take another one and cover that up. Take another one, put on top of the covered one and lay that down with your meat, right? Then the third one, you cover that one up and on the top is your flicking dessert. Yeah. So it look like you got a sweet tooth when you're going out. And what you do is you hold the bottom two together tight. You know what I mean? So the third one on the top just look like the dessert. And you lightly put the foil on top.
Yes.
So you flash the dessert. And sweet tooth, he taking dessert. Good. And baby, when you hit that car, baby, leftovers for days.
I tell you. I know people who literally just put the foil, and I ain't say foil. I know how to say
no,
foil.
No. No containers. Line. Containers are a dead giveaway.
If you have a partner, but you have a big bag, containers is work well.
Yes, but I'm saying, you know, when I tote, MJ does not allow any knowledge of my totation.
Oh, no, because she'll have a Chinese baby.
She toting for herself, that's why. She toting some other stuff, and I toting the rest of the stuff. We'll meet back together at the Ponderosa, and we'll throw down.
But we'll
compare notes.
We'll daddy up, right?
Yeah, because me, I'm old school. If I can get to the car once or twice with plate wagon, if I make the second car run and I get away scot-free, something else big getting towed by the end of the night. I might try to take a case of beer.
But since we're talking about toters, you ever go to a church function? Now, you know, after church, they're having a little reception afterward. Them women and they'll pack up all their plates first.
And then come out, then they break out the napkin
and
the foil afterwards.
They don't pack up their shirt, their plates, they don't pack them and then put them back down on the corner.
Oh, them set.
They don't put the bag down on one corner, then they start serving.
And that's
your
why
food.
You get the dry piece of ham and a dry turkey.
They don't fix and don't let mama have but six grandchildren. That's six or seven plate game.
Nah, let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, North St. Pauli, this is St. Petersburg again.
Hey, what's going on, St. Petersburg?
What's up? Freezing your butt off,
back in the days, remember back in the days they had Morrison Cafe, Morrison Buffet?
Yes, babe.
Man, look here.
Someone in the kitchen at Morrison's. Man, someone's in the kitchen, I know. Remember that? Yeah, remember that commercial?
Hey, look here. My sister said, my boy, when I first she told me that she had a bit on top of me, ball in her bag. I said, what you got to get bag for? She said, just me. Man, we used to go up there, get the 3 or 4 pieces of chicken, put it in the bowl, you eat one, you go about, get your side. Man, look here. I bet I go to the buffet right now. I can't believe, get a 4 paper or on top of a bowl. Man, you go up there. You know, because when you eat Chinese food, you later them on, then you eat again. So you got to take some home, man. You know what I'm saying?
You got, yeah, Chinese, that'll leave you now. You could eat now, and then 20 minutes later, you hungry again.
Man, that's why you got to take something to go, man. I'll have like 6, 7 egg rolls, some chicken wings, some honey chicken, everything on the side, man. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man,
they can soon ban you out of that buffet, man. You come back and they'll be like, oh, no, you must leave now. Leave store now.
Hey, they have a saying, what do black people take to the buffet, man, to the barbecue? I tell them a Walmart plastic bag, so you know what that means.
You toting galore. Yes, sir.
Man, you got to tote, man. Oh, come on, man. You got to tote.
It ain't no fun unless you tote, man.
All right,
St. Pete, man. Be safe, man. Thanks for calling back, man. Have a good Christmas, man. Let us know what you toted over the Christmas when you call us next week.
Oh, most definitely.
All right, man. Be safe. Bless. Yeah, Pearly. I tell you. We got an interesting final 13 today, boy. Colin Cowherd breaking down his top 10 rankings of playoff teams. Where they at?
Okay.
Question from the Texas. Naughty asked Pearly, any big names in baseball make a move today?
Tell Jeff, when I do, I can send him some information. Jeff has asked me this every day, 3 times a day. Nothing happened yet. Yatamoto is a front runner for the Yankees at this point right now. The Dodgers have made an offer between 250 to 3. Well, they're prepared to make an offer between 250 to 300 million to him. That's basically where we are right now.
Naughty, now I know that smuggling is in the Bahamian blood. We got toting and smuggling down to a science, and the best part is no shame in our game. And no denial whatsoever, for real. Yeah, we stood with the best of them. I don't know about that other thing, but toting for sure. So Yamamoto, the Yankees are in the club leader. For Yamamoto right now, Pearly? Are the Yankees the leader in the clubhouse for the Yamamoto sweepstakes?
They're saying the Yankees are the front runner right now.
Do you think it's going to get done?
Boy, it's looking more and more like that. It's really looking more and more like that.
All right, let's slide into today.
It's really looking more and more like that.
Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's Texas. You all really love this Today in Sports, boy, I tell you. Don't forget, today is Wednesday happy hour at Naughty Johnny's 5 to 7. It's underway right now. Great highballs, great food specials. Be sure to check them out, man. Great way to get into the holiday season. All right, on this day, December 19th, or December 20th, actually, 1946, Sugar Ray Robinson was crowned welterweight champion at Madison Square Garden. 1962, a world indoor pole vault record was set by Don Myers when he cleared 16 feet one quarter inches. 1966, the NBA granted a franchise to Seattle. 1973, Henri Richard of the Montreal Canadiens scored his 1,000th point. 1983, Guy Lafleur of the Montreal Canadiens became the 10th NHL player to score 500 goals. 1995, Dennis Potvin became the highest defenseman scorer when he got his 916th point. 1993, it was announced that NBC would retain the rights to the National Football League's AFC package. 1994, Yvon Lendl retired after a 17-year tennis career. 1998, Brett Favre of the Green Bay Packers became the first NFL player to throw at least 30 touchdown passes for 5 seasons. 2008, the Dallas Cowboys played their final game in Texas Stadium before moving to their new stadium in Arlington, which is now known as Jerry's World. And our sports quote of the day, the day you take complete responsibility for yourself, the day you stop making any excuses, that's the day you start to the top. O.J. Simpson. How ironic is that quote? Hey, Pearly?
Say it, read it again.
The day you take complete responsibility for yourself, the day you stop making any excuses, that's the day you start to the top. O.J. Simpson. Wow. Wow,
yeah,
the irony. Wow.
Yeah, that's ironic.
Listen, now, Pearly, there's something I want to talk to you about because, you know, we got to get to the break and then do our picks real quick and let Cowherd take us home because that's a great breakdown, his top 10 of playoff-only teams. You know what I mean? Interesting look going into the weekend. But didn't I tell you Jaw was coming back with a splash last night?
Oh, he got off.
Was it not Kobe reminiscent? Was it not Iverson reminiscent last night, brother?
Yes, he got off last night. He got off. He played an awesome game last night.
And let's be real, 34 points, 35 minutes, 13 in the third, 14 in the fourth, 27 in the second half, and the game winner at the buzzer.
Yep. He got off last night. He got off.
I just hope he could keep his head on his shoulders properly.
Yeah.
And lead that team. I would so love for him to lead that team into the playoffs. I don't care what they do. I just like them to put him on his back and lead them to the playoffs. And he did a good job last night against a good team.
That might have been an adrenaline game now because they still got a couple of key players out. They got about four players out.
Right, but look at the difference in the scoring, Pearly. Desmond Bane with 21, Ja Morant with 34, then you had Jackson with 24, and you got Tillman with 7, and then the rest.
I understand all of that. All I'm saying is that may have been an adrenaline game because the excitement of him coming back and all
and
that.
And that's fine, but I'm thinking they got better looks because of the breakdown, because of the way he attacks the basket and was missing from that offense. That allowed, you know, especially Jaren Jackson to go off. I think Jackson and Bane become a little more accessible now.
I'm not disputing that. All I'm saying is, let's see how he looks tomorrow night when they play the Pacers. And if it's not an adrenaline game. You know, when you come back after 25 games, everybody excited, everybody hyped to play ball. Let's see what happens when the adrenaline wears off. If they keep the same, and I know what he brings to the table. That I know what he brings to the table, and that's what they need. And then I'll be good. But he's still got some key players out. They ain't gonna even win him back. They're not good enough for a strong playoff run. They're not. They need those other players back.
All right, Pearly, let's have a look at our picks. All brought to you, of course, by the Island Game. Get us to 12 days of cashmas going on right now. And if you want some great options, definitely check out the Island Game. They got some great options with their sports book on all the sports action. All right, you got lots to choose from. You got the NFL coming up over the weekend, obviously. NBA tonight, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 big games in the NBA, Pearly. In addition to that, you got some NCAA college football tomorrow. You got at 8 p.m. South Florida and Syracuse and Georgia Tech and UCF. Big day tomorrow.
Yeah. Bowls are starting. It's bowl season, so that's pretty good. I like that stuff.
Lots of college basketball going on tonight. Duke and Baylor. Duke, a 3-point favorite over Baylor. Wait, I like that one. I like that.
Baylor's. You know, Baylor starts slow, so they're gonna. It's gonna be a little while. They're gonna be all right at the end of the day.
And I also like. Wow, you got a good game with Ryder and Delaware tonight too. I gotta check out the college games. But let's stick to the NBA tonight for ease of access sake, Pearly. Let's go down the run.
My girlfriend is playing tonight, so let's go because she plays at 6. I got to watch it.
All right, we can hurry up right now. I like the Pacers at home over the Hornets, but I don't like them by 10. I'll take the money line with the Pacers over the Hornets at home.
I'll take the money line.
The Heat plus 5 against the Magic. So if the Heat on the road and they're getting 5 points, I mean somebody not playing tonight. Somebody load managing, somebody injured.
Okay.
So I'll take the Magic and the money line on that to be safe.
Yeah.
Timberwolves plus 3.5 against the 76ers. Anybody still out for the Timberwolves?
Let me see. Let me take a quick look. Covington out and Batman out. Batum.
Batum. Yeah, the Covington is
Batum. That's it for now. Yeah, Batum. Okay. Covington out. Covington is the big miss.
I can stay away from that game, period. But if I got to pick, then I'll go with Philly at home in the money line. Cavs at home over the Jazz by 4.5. I can't figure out the Cavs. Games they're supposed to win, they lose. Games they're supposed to lose, they win. Right, so take the Cavaliers at home with the money line. Then you don't have to worry about any coverage. You're just looking for a straight win. I like the Denver Nuggets to beat the Raptors, but I'm telling you, the Raptors are at home. They're a totally different breed of animal when they play in Canada.
I still go with the Nuggets and the money line. The money line. And the 4 points. I'll take the spread.
The Nuggets by four, by two buckets. I think that's doable. The New York Knicks taking on the Brooklyn Nets. The Knicks who beat the Lakers the other night. Listen, until that Laker bench starts scoring, you cannot consider the Lakers a major contender.
I'm starting to agree with you, but the Knicks, I like the Knicks coming off that high of beating the Lakers. I think the Knicks will be all right. They'll win the battle of New York.
Yep. And Ben Simmons, what's going on with Ben Simmons? Have we had a Ben Simmons sighting lately? What was happening?
He was hurt, wasn't he? Wasn't he hurt?
He's always hurt. That's the problem.
Yeah, he's out with a back injury.
God, there you go, Tex. He's still injured. We got the Atlanta Hawks and the Houston Rockets. I'll take the, the Rockets, a 3-point favorite.
Oh, boy. I'll just take the Rockets and the money line.
How about you stay away from that game, period?
That's a good idea.
Lakers and the Bulls. I like the Lakers minus the four over the Bulls. The Bulls are snake bit. They don't beat nobody. They want to break up. Everybody wants a trade. DeRozan wants out. Zach LaVine wants out. I'll take the Lakers to get right after losing to the Knicks.
Yeah, I like that.
Clippers and the Mavericks. I like the Mavericks as a 2.5-point favorite at home. As long as Luka's in the lineup, I like the Mavericks over
there. They got the Clippers as a 2.5-point favorite.
Correct. And I'm taking the Mavericks as a 2.5-point dog at home. Give me them 2.5
at
home.
Yeah, I'll take the Mavericks, yeah.
Give me the 2 in the hook at home any day of the week. Celtics plus 3 against the Sacramento Kings. This is going to be a good game, but I still got to lean with the Celtics to win this one. I'll take them in the 3 points.
I'll take them in the 3 points as well, because I think coming off that loss last night, they're not going to be too happy.
There you go, Bill. We've done what we needed to do there, Pearly. I know it's all you tomorrow. You will definitely have a cameo from Cuban Willie, so look forward to that. Get your questions ready.
I look forward to that.
And then Friday, we'll figure it out, man. We might do something special on Friday. You know, I got a lot of DJ friends. We might have to do some mixed music on Friday and let everybody go into the season happy.
Yeah, man. And that'll be good.
Some reggae Christmas. You remember them moments? Dong, 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 diddly, diddly, dong, dong. Them echo monster thing.
You should probably bring some libation.
Yeah, we'll do that. We'll make that happen. We can make that happen always.
Just make it a thing. I'll come in the studio.
All right. Be safe. We'll do it up tomorrow, man. And we'll take a quick break now. Flip side of the break. Colin Coward taking us home with his top 10 rankings of all playoff teams. See where your playoff team is ranked. Dolphin fans, Cowboy fans, don't be upset if he got us to the bottom. You know how Colin Coward go. All right. Good stuff, everybody who chimed in today. We'll see you tomorrow, man, right here on Talking Heads. Don't touch it.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
When faced with an illness like cancer, we band together, and we at Cleveland Clinic in Florida have your back. From advanced cancer treatments to extra safety measures at all of our locations, we're with you on this journey for every infusion and follow-up, for every step of the way, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic in Florida. Get the care you need when and where you need it. To learn more or connect with a local representative, visit clevelandclinic.org/Caribbean.
Naughty Johnny's restaurant can only be described as the experience you want to recreate again and again and again. Their motto is simple food done well. You're welcome into their home at Naughty Johnny's, where you can dine on crack conch fritters, and other Bahamian favorites. There's also an international flair that's guaranteed to offer something for everyone. Enjoy a good meal and listen to live band on their patio Friday and Saturday nights, or brunch on Saturday and Sunday, only at Naughty Johnny's restaurant in the Old Town Plaza, Old Fort. They're open 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Friday, 10 a.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday, and 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. on Sunday. Naughty Johnny's. Well worth the trip.
To us, the heights of the season, Scotiabank wanted to give the people a lift for mom, dad, and kids. Apply for a Scotiaplan loan and unwrap the perfect Christmas gift. Fix your home, buy new appliances, or go on vacation. Scotiabank is giving holiday cheer with an all-expense-paid weekend trip for two to Miami for 3 days and two nights. When you apply for a Scotiaplan loan from now until December 31st, enjoy low interest rates and no payments for up to 2 months. Unwrap the perfect Christmas with Scotiabank.
Jingle all the way around the world with Shell this Christmas. win $30,000 in prizes when you spend $20 in fuel at any Shell location now through January 5th. Enter now to win 2 round-trip tickets to the Miami Dolphins and Buffalo Bills game, or see the world with a $5,000 travel voucher. Weekly winners will be selected to win thousands of dollars in free fuel, grocery, and many more fabulous prizes. Fuel up and get your receipt for a chance to win with Shell now through January 5th, 2024.
Just like every Christmas, let KFC bring all your favorite family members together at the table with you, the essential one, the one bringing the chicken. Get that fried chicken holiday vibe with a juicy festive loaded with 2 pieces of your favorite fried chicken, 4 pieces of our real nuggets of 100% white meat, fries, a biscuit, corn, a delectable strawberry parfait, and a medium soda. Make your Christmas unique with the taste of KFC.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
This holiday season, come into John's for all your footwear and fashion needs, where we have women, men, and children covered for work, church, play, or the party in your life. Jewelry, handbags, and of course, gift cards in any amount make a great gift for friends and family. And there is our small appliance section. Need a new outfit for the season? Check out our John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores, our John's Care Store for a nurse or anyone in healthcare. Come in store or shop online at johnsshoes.com for same day delivery or free next day delivery. Happy holidays and Merry Christmas, Bahamas, from John's Shoes.
Ciao. Fidelity Can On this year with their new festive giveaway. You could win cash, an iPhone 15, get a bill paid off, PS5, all kind of things. Apply for a loan or an ASUS savings account and you could win. Try our call them now. Yeah? 356-7764.
Holiday lattes at Dunkin' are wrapped in cheer. Our peppermint mocha latte features a blend of mocha and peppermint, topped with whipped cream, mocha drizzle, and a dusting of hot chocolate powder. The toasted white chocolate latte with notes of white chocolate is topped with whipped cream, caramel drizzle, and cinnamon sugar. And the toffee nut latte combines the flavors of buttery toffee and toasted nut flavors, topped with whipped cream and caramel. The holidays run on Dunkin'.
You've tried everything. ASUS, with your mother's cousin's sister's auntie, and even hiding your money under your mattress. But is your money safe? Your Bahamian dollar deposit in a member bank or credit union is insured up to $50,000. If anything happens, your deposit up to the insured value will be returned to you thanks to Deposit Insurance. Visit Deposit Insurance Corporation at www.dic.bf.
Protection for your money, guaranteed with DIC.
Cashmas is here at Percy's Island Game. 78 winners, $250,000 in cash and prizes, and a grand prize of $50,000 in cash. And there's more! 7-day Caribbean and Alaska cruises, 7-day trips to New York, Las Vegas, and London, TVs, iPads, cell phones, and 3 brand new 2023 Toyotas. Enter to win each time you deposit $20 on your verified account at the only place with the cash, the cruises, the toys, the trips, and the cars this Cashmas, and that's Percy's Island Game.
Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, everybody, from Talking Heads right here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. See you in the new year.
Guess is they do get in Indianapolis probably doesn't. It's a guess, but I think the Bills feel like a playoff team. In the NFC, I have my questions about Minnesota. Think they probably get bounced out. I could see Seattle, maybe New Orleans if they could win tomorrow. I don't think they will, getting in. But I think most of what we see now is what the playoffs will be. So I thought it'd be a fun exercise to say, if the playoffs started this weekend, I think about 90% of what we see is what we're going to get. Who would you like and what would the matchups be? So we'll start with the AFC. If this was a playoff weekend and we're close, the Colts as a 7 seed would be at Miami, a 2 seed. Now, here's what's interesting. Since week 5,
Miami leads the NFL in sacks with Vic Fangio's defense. And like Dallas, they're a great home team. Tua is 15-2 over his last 17 home starts. I would be on Miami here.
I would say spread's probably 7.5
yep,
or higher.
Yeah, yeah. Miami's a very good home team. Like the Cowboys, they can be a different version away from home, but they are getting to the quarterback like Dallas since week 5. The next matchup would be Bengals, Jake Browning at Mahomes. Oof. I think the line would be 7, although Kansas City is a poor, heavy favorite team. But in his career, listen to this. Mahomes is 9-2 at home as a playoff quarterback with 30 touchdowns and 3 picks. Again, my guess is backup quarterbacks have been fun stories this year. Playoffs are a whole different ballgame.
This spread could be double digits for all we know. By the way, I think the Bengals are the last team to beat the Chiefs in the playoffs 2 years ago, right, at Arrowhead?
Yeah, a different quarterback.
A slightly different quarterback. Yeah, Chiefs for sure.
This one's interesting. Browns a 5 seed, Jaguars a 4 seed. So I'm going to let you have an opinion and then unveil an interesting truth about this game. Who would you take?
So the problem here is the recency bias. Jags are struggling. We just saw them on Sunday night. They do not look good at all. The defense can't protect Lawrence. Lawrence hasn't been great. Amazing defense in the Browns. January Joe Flacco. I think I would probably lead to the Browns here. I would take the Browns.
The Browns lead the NFL in giveaways. The Jags lead the NFL in takeaways. I would take the Jags. So this is a classic. When the playoffs start, I get Trevor Lawrence at home with a defense that takes the ball away.
Yeah, but this team's not good at home. Hold up. I think they're like 3-5 at home, or bad record at home this year. They've lost a bunch of games.
I'm going Jags.
I'll stick Browns.
All right, NFC. Rams 7 seed at the Cowboys 2. Now, Dallas, a great home favorite. Cowboys are 7-0 at home, averaging almost 40 points a game. The Cowboys, this is a huge one. Major kicking advantage. Rams are struggling. So if it's a close game, you're in big trouble. I take the Cowboys probably by about a 10 spot.
Wow. I would want to bet the Rams there because I think they have advantage at coach.
It'd be about a touchdown line.
Who's a better coach?
McVay.
Okay. Who's a better coach?
Stafford.
Okay. So, I mean, I think I would probably bet Rams here, but I think I'm with
what's
the
Cowboys
line? 6?
5.5.
I mean, they beat him by, I think, 23 in the last meeting in Dallas, but that was a weird game. Stafford got hurt, remember, left early. I don't know if Cooper Kupp played or was a factor. I think the Rams could be plucky in here. I would take the Cowboys in a close one.
Vikings 6 at the Lions 3. Now, I get Nick Mullins
they
against
play this weekend, right?
Jared Goff. For me, the Lions at home, indoor, good weather, right, dome. I think Detroit's going to stomp their first-round opponent.
This is what, like the third or fourth backup quarterback in the wild card
this
weekend?
This, to me, would be an ugly one.
Wild card weekend's usually awesome. Like, I don't even know if you have to stay home and watch this game. Nick Mullins, really? I would go Lions. I would bet them here, too.
Finally, number 5 Eagles at the number 4 Bucks. Now, the Eagles beat the Bucks earlier in the season pretty soundly. I will say this. Eagles, I kind of feel like I get the same team home or away. They're beatable at home. They can also beat you. I think I'd take the Eagles here, but I thought it would make it interesting because Evans, Tampa, and Baker are good enough because this year the Eagles are not getting a pass rush. Yeah. This could have an upset written on it. Eagles are not getting a pass rush. Baker, with those receivers and time, would move the ball on this team.
Yeah, you got to watch a backdoor cover. But I think the Eagles win. Did you see their spread this weekend against the Giants?
No.
It's like, I think it's like 12 or 11 or 12 or some big number. People are like, whoa! Just remember, the Eagles, all these losses and these close games, are really elite teams. You play Kansas City, right. 49ers, Dallas. You step down in class against a Tampa, which is like middle of the pack. I think Eagles are fine.
Now, first round last year, home teams went 4-2. The favorites went 4-2. The only upset last year was the Giants beating Minnesota. Daniel
really
Jones played well. Yeah. I mean, it was an upset. It wasn't a major upset. So, okay, so you have Cleveland going on the road and being Jacksonville.
Yeah, I mean, listen, not with a ton of conviction, but
I think Tampa would give Philadelphia anxiety. I think it's close. I take Philadelphia,
maybe.
But I think it would be a little bit of
I just can't get over the backup. Browning, Flacco, Mullins, four of the six games featuring backup quarterbacks?
Well, let's also...
That's just disappointing.
You and I do believe, I think, that Buffalo's going to get into the AFC playoffs. And I also think Minnesota's not going to make it, and we're going to get either Derek Carr in New Orleans or Geno Smith in Seattle. Those would be much better watches than Minnesota. Oh, yeah. Not sure how common that is. My argument was an hour ago is if he has been so helpful to the team, especially at his position, why do the Jets have the worst quarterback production in the league? Like if he's some sort of guru or Svengali at the quarterback position, why are they so bad at quarterback? Because Nat Hackett's a genius, I've been told by Aaron. And Aaron's a genius, I'm told regularly by Aaron. And the Jets quarterback position is the biggest tire fire in the league. So if having him around the practice, this is all a grift, is so vital, why aren't they better at quarterback? I mean, right? I mean, one thing, like, if Aaron had gone to the Houston Texans and been hurt and C.J. Stroud, can we watch C.J. Stroud have this season? We'd have probably given Aaron Rodgers a lot of the credit. You'd be like, how is this kid so good so fast? But Zach Wilson's worse this year than last year. With the brilliant Nat Hackett and the Svengali, the guru, the shaman, Aaron Rodgers. So how valuable is he to activate and have around the team? For the record, he's already been around the team. He's got a headset on. He's listening. He's at practice. So, I mean, they're just wasting a roster spot. Now, they're not a good team, whatever. It's up to them, not me. And I like a lot of parts of the Jets. I like their defense. I like their coach. I actually do. Everybody in New York wants Sala fired. I was listening to radio clips 2 days ago. I don't want Robert Sala fired. Everybody in New York wants him out. People want Joe Douglas, the GM, out. I do not. He missed on Zach Wilson. Quarterback's hard. It's hard. Finding the right coach and finding the right quarterback is about an 18%, 20% success rate. It's hard. I don't want the GM fired. I don't want the coach fired. I like a lot of their players. I think they have a star back, a star receiver. I think they have a star rush end. I think they have a star corner or two. There's a lot I like. The ownership. And I think desperate teams do desperate things, and they've handed the franchise over to Aaron Rodgers, who can be very selfish. And you know what? If I didn't have kids and I wasn't married and didn't have a dog and was 38 and had that much money, I'd probably be selfish too. More selfish than I already am, right? We're all a little selfish. But my takeaway is Aaron, it's been very interesting to watch. So the less chance Aaron has had later in his career to win a Super Bowl, the more it seems he's about winning arguments than winning games. Now, I know that seems, a little out there, but it's like he's really trying to create this public persona and squash media narratives and anything of power, government, media. They don't know what they're talking about. I am the truth. Is it a protective psychological mechanism to protect himself from criticism? That anybody that criticizes him with a large microphone like Fox or ESPN or the American media, do not believe those crazy people. Believe me. Well, at some point, I have to believe my eyes. And I'm watching a guy that never was going to play and has been trying to grift us into, I'm going to play. Well, what do you want me to believe? Am I being a bad guy? Or is the bad guy the one saying it when it was never true? Or maybe neither one of us is a bad guy. But my point is, Aaron, at one point, we thought was going to stack chips, and he didn't, and he was never going to catch Tom. And since that time, he's gotten strange, self-absorbed, he's become Joe Rogan with a spiral. And I think Joe's talented, but Joe's a podcaster. He didn't have a Super Bowl quarterback legacy. Joe Rogan's an actor, a funny comic, UFC guy, a podcaster. That's different than all-time great quarterback, Marino, Elway, Aaron, Brady, Manning. And it's just, he's moved into this sort of more crucial to create a persona to illustrate that these people in power, you can't trust any of them. Why? Because we're often critical of the truth. We're often critical of your legacy, which is weird today and mixed. Now, in 20 years, what will I think about Aaron? His greatness. Like Jordan, I forget the Wizard years. D. Wade, I don't remember him going to Chicago. So I'll look at Aaron like I look at Favre, despite the fact I don't care. I look at Favre the good times. I remember the good times. They always say this, if women remembered pain, they wouldn't have a second baby, right? I forget a lot of the sadness of my childhood. Parents were divorced. They grew up in a rainy spot. I was a goofy kid. I don't remember any of it. I remember my motorcycle, my buddies, playing basketball, my girlfriend. And so I'll remember the good stuff about Aaron, but this last three or four years has been weird. This is funny. Tom is sort of regal. You know what I mean? Like, you want your Joe Montana, class. Well, Michael Jordan, richest athlete ever. The MJ line, the Air movie, the documentary. You want it to end well. You don't want to end like Favre in Mississippi. You don't want it to end like that. That's no good. We want it to end well for Big Ben's now doing a podcast. And he's very, very interesting. It's like, oh, I like Joe Flacco playing and winning. I want my quarterbacks to end well. I want it to end well for LeBron and Michael. You know what I mean? That's part of the right. And I know it's turbulent. I know it's bumpy. But I think some of Aaron's stuff has been self-induced bumps that he didn't have to do. And I also think something to discuss here is divorces are hard, whether they're business divorces or real divorces. And I've been through one. You try to make the best of it. You try to be a good dad, a good person, a good human, and be sharing and sacrifice for others. But it's hard. It's emotional, blah, blah, blah. But I think there's a difference between problems and self-induced issues. And I go back to the Green Bay situation. I know it wasn't perfect. But boy, Green Bay is well run. They really are. They're really stable. And you look around this league, there's bad owners everywhere. There's instability everywhere. There's chaos everywhere. Green Bay is pretty well run. It's not cool. It's not hip. It's like Disneyland. Packers are like Disneyland. You're never the coolest guy there. They kind of feel better when you leave. I was a good dad. I had fun. That was a good day for the family. I look at it now and I think, I wish Aaron just would have stayed.